From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. The government in Burma carries out much of its business the same way it has for years. It uses large books to record marriages, business taxes, and even official documents between government agencies. But this paper-based system is going away as ministries make the move to computers. Myint Chaw is head of the information department in Burma's Ministry of Information. He is responsible for the program that aims to bring all 36 ministries online by 2015. Under the plan, each ministry will have its own web portal and administrative software programs. Myint Chaw says social networks like Facebook will make it easier for government officials to connect with the public.
So many people from our country use Facebook very easy way. To get information and to put the more information to this, they can distribute, they can contribute the personal information and organizational information.
Facebook is the most widely used tool for communicating online in Burma. Only about 1% of Burma's population has an internet connection. But most of those users are believed to have Facebook accounts. This year, the American-based group Freedom House described the internet in Burma as not free. It noted barriers to availability and poor infrastructure as major problems. However, restrictions have been eased on many websites that formerly were blocked, and the most severe sentence for a violation of the Electronic Transactions Act has been reduced from 15 to 7 years. Yet, observers say Burmese officials still have a long way to go to create a free internet environment. Naipaun Lott is a blogger and former political prisoner. He once was charged with crimes under the Electronic Transactions Act. Now that he is free, he is advising the government on its communication policies. He says the government is now using the internet to ask the public for comments, a big change from even a few years ago.
In the earliest day, the government think that they are in the higher ranks and they will decide everything. They don't need the people advice. So actually, in a democratic society, the key player is not only the government.
Internet service first came to Burma in 2000. At first, it was offered only to the military. Service expanded slowly and remained much too costly for most Burmese. But now, people are using smartphones to go online. That helps to explain the recent jump in the number of internet users. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.